Thanks, Bobby. Carl and Eric with you at 8:15 on Tri-Cities Talk Radio. It is Tuesday, and that's the time when we join Susie Cloy. That's right, from Asbury Place in Kingsport. She joins us with her show called Ask Asbury. Great, great information about retirement community living in a CCRC community. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning.
Glad that Asbury Place in Kingsport is sponsoring this portion of the program. Good to see you again here. So you brought garden goods and everything. It's that time of year. It really is.
Right. And before I even get started on our Kingsport campus, I got to do a great shout out to our Asbury Place in Maryville. We just found out yesterday that we won number one spot in the 2023 Reader's Choice for assisted living in Blount County.
Wonderful.
So, I mean, I got to tell you, we know we take the state by storm, but Asbury Place of Kingsport and Asbury Place of Maryville, very great continuing care retirement communities to consider in the Northeast Tennessee area. And when you talk about the goodies that I brought in this morning, the greens and the goods and, of course, the baked goods, I wanted to remind the listeners of some really neat summer stuff coming up in Kingsport.
Mm-hmm.
Next Tuesday is our annual Bubbles and Blooms garden show.
Right.
Earl Hawken, who's amazing at just gardening in general. But if you're looking for a lunch with entertainment, This is the one you want to come to.
Mm-hmm.
He is so good at speaking. He's so good at talking about gardening, but he's also just very humorous. he shares stories as a child, how he got into gardening, the weeding and the whining, and the whining had to do with when he got older, if you know what I mean.
Thank you.
And he just shares some really unique stories about how the end result ends up being how to do better container gardenings, patio gardenings, small area gardens that a lot of times when folks think they've sold their house, they've sold their property, they can't still have that gardening feature wherever they go.
Keep that green thumb green.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And from the words of my own mother, Miss Shirley Barrett, she tells me that a garden is a hope for tomorrow. So
plant one,
and you know you're always going to hope something's coming up tomorrow. So
wonderful.
I like that.
Very nice. Now, he is with UT Extension, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so hence his background.
That's right. That's right. And then also, too, he is the president of the Southern Appalachian Plant Society.
Oh, yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
he comes with credentials,
mm-hmm.
but he's extremely entertaining to listen to. We will have a garden-themed lunch that day, of course, along with mimosas. Those are always very nice on
naturally.
A sunny summer day. And it'll be in our courtyard, which is a very great location to gather, to enjoy, to have events, and then just to be outside and truly understand the concept of summer gardening.
Just for folks planning, if it rains, indoors?
It is.
Okay,
yes.
Very good.
Yes.
But it won't.
You're right. I'm going with that. I'm going with that last thought.
Susie has put in the call.
Exactly. Exactly. Right. I ordered it. I special ordered it. No rain that day. But it is on Tuesday, June 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Starts at 11:30 and it goes until 1 o'clock. And like I said, you will hear from Earl Hawken, the master gardener and president of the Southern Appalachian Plant Society. And then also to enjoy a brunch with us along with beverages. Secrets to creating and maintaining flourishing containers, and then just being able to enjoy the farm fresh brunch prepared by dining services and chefs.
I would wager that he probably is also very conversant and brings into his conversation heirloom varieties,
yes,
too.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Because of his background,
yes,
growing up in here, and also because he is president of the SAPS Society.
That's right.
Right, so.
Well, and then also, too, when everybody thinks, you know, the days of summer are gone, he helps you understand how to get through the September, October, November gardening,
mm-hmm,
that you didn't even realize you could, you know, extend the gardening season with some later summer, early fall selections.
Yeah, especially greens and this sort
very
of thing.
Very educational, I'm telling you. So come for the brunch. Stay for the entertainment,
mm-hmm,
but go away with the education and the information that you're going to learn at this event.
Excellent. Do we need to pre-register?
You can. We have several already registered. We still have several spots available. So you'll want to go to our website, asburyplacekingsport.org. Call me direct, Susie Cloyd, 423-830-8502. get on that RSVP invite list and come and enjoy the Bubbles and Blooms 2023 Bubbles and Blooms mm-hmm. Garden Show.
It's going to be great.
And then plan ahead, too, because in July we always have a really cool event. This is the Cool Sounds of Summer. It is on Wednesday, July 19th from 11 to 1. We will have Backdraft Barbecue, mm-hmm. The food truck there, again, back on our campus. Many thanks to them. And then Kurt Matheson, the one-man band, he always comes with patriotic themed songs because we're still in July, and we like to let the whole Independence July theme run throughout the entire month. Mm-hmm. So I'm inviting you to come to that one as well. And that's also on our website. And, again, you can call me direct, 423-830-8502.
Thing Out Loud, of course, with Susie Cloyd from Asbury Place in Kingsport. And if folks are thinking about, they've finally gotten off the fence and want to learn more about retirement living, and Asbury Place has been suggested to them by one of the listeners of the program here, what do they need to do in order to get their first acquaintance with Asbury Place?
Well, call me first. I mean, okay. Let's have that discovery conversation. Let's learn a little bit about where you're at in your journey, where you see, you know, sort of the end game. What can we do in between those events, in between those goals, mm-hmm. to get you better prepared to understand senior living in the 21st century, to understand what a CCRC is, a continuing care retirement community, and then to understand what's your timeline, what are your next steps, and what are you going to do to make it happen?
Mm-hmm. Okay, that first conversation mm-hmm. then. Okay.
I agree. Make the phone call.
And the again, for listeners who may not be familiar with the abbreviation CCRC.
Continuing Care Retirement Community.
What does that mean to you?
It means that you come in most of the time into an independent residential environment. You're still in charge of your day. You're in a private structure, whether it's a villa patio home or it's in a luxury apartment. You're still calling the shots. You know what you want your day to look and feel like. What's nice about the continuing care piece is you navigate through levels of care if or when you ever need them, meaning if there's a change in condition, if there's a change in health, we do have health care and rehab to help you maybe with some therapy, strength building, a little bit of balance, you know, coordination. Then we also have the long-term care skilled nursing if there's an actual skill that needs to be focused on or addressed. We also have assisted living and memory care, and you've heard from Tammy Peter, the administrator, talk about the uniqueness, why we're better and different in that senior living environment when it comes to assisted living and memory care. So come in independently, navigate through the levels of care if or whenever needed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's totally comprehensive.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's a lifestyle.
Yes, exactly.
It's a game changer. When you make the first step to get there, everything else falls in place, and it literally takes care of itself.
Now, you brought us some peanut butter cookies mm-hmm. this morning from mm-hmm. the Fabulous Bakery. If you will, expound a little bit on just the dining opportunities, the food availability, the fun of eating it mm-hmm. at Asbury Place.
Well, of course, the selections. I think the really unique thing about ever going out to eat is that you're going to see what's on the menu, you're going to see the creativity, and you're going to want to sample all of it. So you have that opportunity to always be sampling what the award-winning dining services at Asbury Place at Kingsport has created for you. You have the opportunity to come in and dine, but also engage and converse with residents, friends, and neighbors. And that engagement piece, the socialization, that right there is priceless. Mm-hmm. I just don't think you can put a price on engagement and the human factor that comes with being able to age in place and be able to navigate through a CCRC.
Yeah, there you go. Susie Cloyd with obviously Asbury Place in Kingsport. Once again, let's let folks know how they can get in touch with you for contact and for further information.
I'm always going to direct you to our website. That's where you're going to find the events, how you can schedule a tour, see our floor plans, asburyplacekingsport.org. Call me direct anytime, 423-830-8502. Susie Cloyd, Asbury Place at Kingsport.
There you go. Thank you, Susie. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Thank you.
Tuesday.